Welcome to Meditation Moments, and God bless you as we fellowship together. I want you to know that years ago, when a helpless invalid without hope and without God, I found the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. Then He healed me and raised me up in such a miraculous way that I've had one great overpowering desire to tell others that it is all so real, that God's real and His Word is true, and that He'll do just what He says He'll do in that wonderful Word of His. Oh, it is real. It's all so because God says so. It works. And I long to tell others that. Just like someone came and told me, well, it seems you'd give your very life to let people know that every promise in that Bible can be taken at its face value, and the living God, our Father God, stands behind His Word with His love and His mercy, His truth and His power. And you just have such a yearning to let people know that. You just want to give more and more as the years go by, for you have learned that there isn't any real joy anywhere except in being right with God and in fellowship with Jesus Christ, and there's nothing in all the world so satisfying as serving Him and seeing lives transformed through His power. Oh, if you want to have real joy, just tell this good story of His love and His mercy and healing power to someone and see their life transformed, and oh, the joy that'll come in your heart. It's like the song we used to sing, Sweet Savior mine, so full, so free. Thy pardoning love has been to me. Were I possessed of boundless store, my heart would long to yield Thee more. The world is not apart from Thee, sweet Savior mine, and crusts are kingly fare for me, since I am Thine. My life, my all to Thee I give, sweet Savior mine, for Thee to live. Can I withhold the trifling deed, the paltry gold? Oh, no. Lowly at Thy feet I fall, sweet Savior mine, I give Thee all. And that's the cry of your heart. And as you learn to know Him better, you long to give more and more as the years go by, because there's such joy in the Christian walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. More and more you love His Word. These verses from the psalmist, oh, I would say they're my testimony. Listen to them, troubled one, as we read them. If you're discouraged or you're sick in body or weary in soul, take these verses for yourself. Listen carefully. He speaks to you through them. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, and the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus. Oh, I hope you love that old song. I love all these old songs. Some of the new ones are beautiful. But these old gospel songs we learned in childhood are so precious to our hearts. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. But the thought I wanted to bring from this was, you find it in the second verse, could my tears forever flow, could my zeal no languor know, these for sin could not atone, thou must save and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. And that's the way you have to come for salvation. That's the way you have to come for healing. If you are listening out there and sick in body, or if you're suffering, the Lord will do for you just what He did for me. Oh, how I remember that day, and still throbs my heart the thrill of it all. How He answered prayer and so marvelously healed my body. And they tried to tell me that the Lord doesn't do that today. That power manifested was just to usher in His ministry and to open the gospel dispensation, but He's doing it just the same today, and you come the very same way. If your tears could ever flow and your zeal never languor known, that couldn't bring you this from the Lord. You just come through the rock of ages. You come through the price that Jesus paid. Simply to the cross you cling. That's all. Your heart right with God, and your sins washed away in the blood of Calvary. You can come to Him, and He's so willing. He said He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of His peace was upon you. And yet, He says, by His stripes you're healed. In that very same passage, by His stripes we are healed. And then you find over in the 103rd Psalm, the little word I want to impress in closing here. that it's all. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. And that includes the very thing that you have right now. I don't care what it is. He said all, and God means all. And then there's another very wonderful all. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And I don't care what your trouble is right now, or what that suffering is. Just take that little word right there, that all. He delivers them out of them all, and that includes that trouble right now, or that sickness, that suffering, that affliction. He delivers them out of them all. And then in Matthew, the 8th chapter, in the very last part of that chapter, you find these words, the 17th and 18th verses, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And that's a repetition from the Old Testament. But up here further it says he healed all that came to him. He healed all that came to him. That includes you, doesn't it? It says in Luke 9, and to heal the sick, he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Oh, this unchanging Christ, if you'll just confess your faults, as it says in James 5:16, pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous one availeth much. God bless and help you and give you the faith, strength in your faith to reach out and touch him today. Amen. He's still on the throne. Prayer does surely, surely change things.